Well, here's an intriguing piece of homework from Paul May. It's a science practical. Simon, I remember many years ago on Radio 1, one of your listeners saying, if you put a fresh piece of liver on a plate and a glass of full-fat milk on the same shelf in the fridge overnight, the liver moves towards it. The question is it true? What do we get?
Boris in Gloucester says, it is true. Milk is slightly magnetic and liver is full of iron. Finley says the liver worms in the liver wriggle towards the milk to try and eat or drink it, making it move closer. The liver worms. Yuck. Jules from the Wirral says, I soak liver in milk before cooking it. It makes it deliciously tender. Jeff says, fresh milk does move towards full-fat milk if left in your fridge overnight, but first you must move your fridge to a part of the house that suffers from subsidence. And Kev in Stroud says, surely it's just the fresh liver relaxing and spreading out, so it looks like it's moved closer.
Well, maybe we can get something better from Gemma Brooking in Shrivenham in Wiltshire. Hello, Gemma.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, and you're a former chef, Gemma. Can you please help Paul May in Hampshire? If you have liver on a plate in the fridge and a glass of full-fat milk next to it, does the liver move?
It does, indeed. Inside the liver is a thing called the liver fluke, and the liver fluke is a little microbiotic job that if it's not being killed in the slaughter process, it then decides that it needs the moisture in the milk, and it will move from a plate and wrap itself around a milk bottle, a glass milk bottle. But if you cook it, if you heat it to any sort of heat, it'll kill the liver fluke and it won't do you any harm at all.
So the
so
dead...
It is, in fact, true.
This fresh liver will move and wrap itself around your milk.
Yes, but it has to be a glass milk bottle because you know the moisture that comes off a glass milk bottle. That's what it wants. It wants the moisture. It's not necessarily the milk. It's the glass bottle with the moisture that it wants to
People
get.
People are
going to
be trying this out. Mum, can you bring back some liver, please? And
it has
fresh
to have
milk.
A fluke in it, and you'd be very unlucky to get a liver fluke in your liver. But it does happen very, very occasionally, but it won't do you any harm at all.
Gemma, thank you very much indeed. Gemma Brookie with the answer to tonight's homework. There you go. See?
That's a really horrible image, isn't it?
It is very, very horrible indeed.